The transcript for this episode is sponsored by Seamless Docs.
Seamless Docs is an e-signature and form automation platform that enables governments to go paperless and deliver better online services to citizens and staff.
Hi, I'm Emily Liddell.
And I'm Kyle Cacciadorian.
And you're listening to another episode of The Accessible Stall.
Emily, I have one question for you.
What is that?
Who are you?
Yeah, no, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. How do you podcast?
I think this is what it is.
Do we talk like this?
I think so, yes.
As you can tell, we are out of practice because it's been a while since we've recorded.
Like a whole month.
Actually, okay, we should let them in on the secret. So we already recorded an episode and then it just... something happened to the file. There was a technical glitch. I don't understand it. Explain.
Everything exploded.
Oh, that was it. Also, I had my gallbladder removed. Kyle went to Disney World with his girlfriend. You tell me who had the better time.
I also got a dog.
Oh my God. That's new number.
Yeah, no, I definitely had the better time.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, I have good things happening, but like I can't even talk about them. So they're all top secret things.
They're very good.
Did not get a dog or go to Disney World, though, but it's fine.
It's up there, though.
I'm now gallbladder free.
How does that feel?
You know, a lot like having a gallbladder, except I don't get nauseous all the time. And the funny thing is that the day that I had my first official gallbladder attack was the same day that Kyle and I had gone to a podcasting class in Brooklyn. And then we ate terrible Mexican food and the Mexican food set off the gallbladder attack. And the rest is history.
So in a way, you don't have a gallbladder because of me.
Or because of the podcast.
They're both good.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it's nice not having a gallbladder, you know? Can't say I miss it. Although, we should talk about what you got me as a gift.
You know what's funny about that is I have other things in my wish list for you that are gallbladder themed that if you're ever, like, mad at me.
You're just going to send me one?
Yeah. No, I'm dead. I have, like, so many gallbladder themed items in my Amazon wish list for you. Oh, okay. Well, guess I'm going to have to send you one. Yes, what did I get you, Emily? Let's tell the lovely people.
He got me a gallbladder plushie that had a little zipper in the back. And when you opened the zipper, there were little stones inside that you could pull out.
Weren't they mad?
The stones?
Yeah.
Like with their little faces?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have little faces. They looked kind of like something out of Ghostbusters. Except it was a gallbladder. It was adorable.
Here's a hot take. I didn't like that movie.
Ghostbusters the original or Ghostbusters the remake?
I've never seen the remake. I did not like the original.
I was with you to watch the original.
I know. And it was so much worse than I remember it. I was like, Emily, you gotta watch this. It's so good. And by the end of it, I was like, I am... so sorry.
What was the other movie that we watched where the guy attacks a fax machine?
Office Space. I love Office Space.
Anyway, so gallbladders and fax machines and Disney World. Oh my. Anyway, the episode that we recorded that completely bit the dust was about a topic that we honestly should have talked about like when we first started the podcast, and I do not know how we made it this long without talking about it. So now it's my turn to ask, what are we going to talk about today, Kyle?
Accessible stalls. I know, right?
Like literally bathrooms.
Yes, very literally bathrooms.
We're shit talking today. So, but for real, we need to talk about bathrooms. So... a while ago, I think it was sometime in the middle of August, there was an article that came out in the BBC about a town in Wales that has released plans to design public toilets with all kinds of fancy features that are supposed to deter vandalism and sleeping and sexual activity. And I just blew a gasket.
Like, when more I read. Usual.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how she is.
Honestly, I'm getting worked up about it again. And we already had this whole conversation.
I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Like, why do you... I mean, I'm reading this article again, and I'm somehow more confused than I was the first time.
So let's just go over this here. First of all, they want to include weight-sensitive floors to ensure one user at a time. If there's any sort of violent movement, it would activate a water jet, automatically open the doors, and sound an alarm. So basically, that's like... I feel like that's something that would happen in a maximum security prison.
What if you're like, you know, a hefty person and you have a disability that causes you to have like involuntary spastic movements? And so you're just literally minding your business and then you have one and all of a sudden you're wet, you're startled, and the world can see your junk now. Like, what is, like, I don't get it. Like, why? Even if you're none of those, I just don't. Can we all agree that that's, like, not good?
Yeah. Or, like, what if you need help in the bathroom? Or what if you're a wheelchair user and your wheelchair is super heavy? Mine's, like, 400 pounds.
Do you think that a bathroom like that would even be? Actually, you know what? I say that. But in the illustration on the article, there is a wheelchair ramp, so perhaps they are accessible stalls.
I'm still offended, though.
Oh, no, I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying. I was going to say, do you think such a thing would be accessible? But it turns out the answer is probably yes.
But people seem to have this misconception that accessibility just means, oh, we stuck a ramp there, so it's accessible now. But what people don't realize is that accessibility takes many forms. And loud alarms sounding with water jets going off and the door opening and exposing you to the public is, you know, not super accessible.
That's actually a sort of a topic for a different day now that I'm thinking about it. It's like, how many businesses have we encountered just perusing New York where the businesses basically like buy a portable ramp at Lowe's and are just like, we did it. The cripples can come here now. And then when it actually comes time to like use that, it either doesn't work or you get in and you can't get anywhere because the hallways are narrow or the accessible bathroom isn't accessible or there's a step in the middle of the place.
I mean, that's a totally good point. It makes me think of this coffee shop that's in the village near my house. And I showed up right after they had opened and I saw that they didn't have a ramp. So I called them and I said, I'd really like to come to your coffee shop. Can you get a ramp? I kid you not, almost a year later, they held on to my phone number and they called me and they said, we have a ramp now so you can come in. So on the one hand, you know, cool that they held on to my number. On the other hand, I don't know why it took them a year to do that, but nevertheless, the point of this story is I can get in the coffee shop, but then there's another step up into a very narrow bathroom. So the moral of that story is that no, it's not fully accessible to me. But people seem to think that if I can get inside an establishment, that that equals full accessibility. And that's just not true.
At the risk of using a potentially ableist sounding expression, that is a very short-sighted view on accessibility. And it's one that, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, maybe it's because I'm inundated in this and I grew up with it and I know better. But like, to me, being able to get in the doorway is the absolute barest minimum before you can even think about using that word. Because being able to get into an establishment and then not being able to do whatever it is you're supposed to do there is pretty much the same thing as not being able to get inside. Except yeah, that you basically don't get rained on if it's raining outside.
Right. Then you're inside. But I mean, if you're in this bathroom, you could get rained on the inside, too, if you make a violent movement. So
that's true. And I mean, violent movements are part of every good bathroom visit. So I don't understand why. I mean, I really don't. Like, is it to.
You should see me when I transfer. Like, you really should.
I have. It's a nightmare. I can't imagine. Like, I'd actually be curious. Like, I'm being funny when I call it a nightmare, just in case any of you weren't very clear on that. But like, I'd be curious to know. Like, we should go there, right? And you should try to get on that toilet and see if that triggers the.
So, question. Well, first of all, you'd have to come in with me to see if it triggers the weight-sensitive floors.
I feel like if between the two of us and your wheelchair, it doesn't trigger the weight limit, I mean, I guess we're good. Like, that's pretty heavy. I mean, that's a big number between the three of us. Because your wheelchair is a person.
Modest proposal here. Can everyone listening to this episode please send us $500 so that we can go to this little seaside town in Wales?
Oh my God, we should actually start an unironic GoFundMe and see how far it gets. And then, like, I'm so down to do that. I'm not even kidding.
Emily test accessible stalls.
I really want to try out this bathroom.
I mean, accessible stalls in general are just a point of contention for me. Going to the bathroom is always an adventure because either the bathroom is not accessible, limited accessibility, or, you know, the best bathroom in the whole world, and then there's a line of 27 people waiting for it.
Are you even someone's friend if you haven't stood in the doorway with your back turned to their bare butt while they try to pee in the restroom that isn't accessible?
Have you done that for me?
Yes.
Have you? When? Remind me of this.
Oh, wait. I've definitely done it. Maybe it wasn't for you. I've definitely done that, though.
I mean, you have definitely waited outside bathrooms for me.
Yeah, but I don't remember if we've ever had to do the door open thing.
There was also the falling in the shower with my bare butt situation. So bare butts have occurred.
Oh, yeah, but that was
in this relationship.
That's a good memory, though. I mean, so what? You were bruised everywhere for the rest of our time there.
I still feel that every day, actually.
Hashtag worth it.
I wake up and I'm like, last year.
in who knows Virginia.
My gosh. But really, bathrooms should not be this complicated. Oh, and also, apparently, I think you have to pay to use the bathroom. Am I right about that for this little town in Wales? Oh, yes.
Of course
you have to pay.
Yeah, of course you do. Why not? Why not?
So let's just limit access even further, right? You know.
Because homeless people don't need to pee. You know those people you hate when they pee outside in public? Let's limit their access to bathrooms.
Oh my God. Homeless people pee in the elevators, at least in Penn Station and in the DC Metro. Is this true everywhere?
Is it really a radical idea? If you're a business owner and you want your restroom to be for paying customers only, like, whatever, man, that's your business. But if it's a public restroom, you're really going to charge someone a quarter that has like a cup full of change and just wants to pee? Like, are you serious? Like, what's wrong with you?
Just maybe let everybody pee.
It's better that they pee in a restroom than they pee not in a restroom.
Right, and especially because I have been in a situation where you cannot find access to a restroom. That's a terrible position to be in. I was in Philly for a conference, and my coworkers and I went to this 119-year-old Italian restaurant, and it was this tiny little place that somehow the entrance was accessible, but of course they didn't have an accessible bathroom. And so I had to roll around South Philly until I found a Starbucks where I could pee.
I feel like that's a situation that, like, most people genuinely don't understand. Like, I feel like most people can pretend to know what it's like to have to use a wheelchair for like 5 minutes, but I don't think it's to imagine being unable to find and then access a bathroom is something that I think is just just removed from people, which is why they make stupid bathrooms like this, where it's like, well, if you're not doing heroin while having anal sex in the bathroom, then surely you won't mind being sprinkled on. It's like, no, actually I would, and I don't do any of that. Like, just, how, that's barbaric.
Yeah, it's just not cool. Let people use bathrooms. I mean, as someone who has to do what's called P math all the time, this is a very common thing among wheelchair users and other people who have mobility related disabilities. Basically, you have to do the math to determine how much you can drink at any given point in time in relation to the next time you're going to have surefire access to a bathroom and how likely it is that you're going to find that bathroom that you need. So it's like an equation that you have to do in your head every single time you're going out. Will I be able to pee? How much can I drink? Or how much do I need to withhold in terms of liquid? And how many hours can I reasonably hold my urine before I end up in the emergency room?
Yes. On the semi-related subject of the UK's misunderstanding of disability as a whole, have you checked out Humans of New York today?
I have not.
I'm really glad you said that. I'm about to ruin your night.
Is it related to bathrooms?
No, it's related to disability, but don't worry. We'll talk about this after we're done talking about bathrooms. It just triggered a memory.
I would like to hear how you're about to ruin my night. Because you usually ruin my night, so.
Okay. Well, you see, on Honey today, there was this father and daughter couple, so to speak. They're not a couple, but it's a couple of people. It's a father
a pair.
Thank you. I forgot that word existed. And they're in London. And the father is quoted as saying this. I don't mean to change the subject, but I feel like this is something you need to know. And I'm glad that we're recording now. I've got four other children, but Amy and I are bonded at the hip. She's my best friend. We live with each other. We're part of each other. That's the life with cerebral palsy. I do get on her nerves every once in a while, but you can imagine what it'd be like if you were 36 and still stuck with your dad. She makes fun of me a lot. She's very cheeky. She doesn't let life get on top of her, even though she's been dealt a bad set of cards. I want her to be happy and have everything she wants to achieve. I know she really wants a relationship. She even wrote a lovely song about it called Maybe in My Next Life. Her mom and I are always here, but that's a different thing. I know she'd love to have somebody to look after. She's got so much to give, so much to love, and so much to share. And then in a separate quote, which I guess is Amy speaking now, there's the words, plus a woman has her needs.
It's really too bad that the microphone can't pick up my rapid blinking.
She is processing what I just said. I'm not making that up. And when I saw this, it made me think of our episode on disability and privacy. Although in this instance, it would be sort of parental overreach. But my goodness, get your shit together, UK. Jesus.
I mean, look, no disrespect for living with your parents at all. No disrespect for needing help.
I'm not saying that.
But, you know, maybe think about what you're disclosing to the world. I don't know. Wow. All right. So bathrooms and sex, that was kind of related.
Have you ever had sex in the bathroom?
Oh, my God. My grandma listens to this, Kyle.
So the answer is yes, because I haven't. My grandma listens, too. I haven't. Are you? Can you not answer that?
I mean, can I answer by omission?
Yes.
Okay. Multiple times, yes. And grandma, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
I genuinely was expecting you to say no. I wouldn't have asked you if I thought for a minute that you'd have said yes.
Oh, the answer is very much yes. No,
I have not. Well, you know, because
I know the answer is yes for you too.
No?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're right. I totally forgot. Holy shit. Literally, you're absolutely right. Oh, man, I have painted myself into a corner. I'm sorry, Nana.
Can we even release this? This is not safe for my grandma.
You know what's funny is I was going to say, who in their right mind would do such a thing? Turns out we would.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
Woo! Bathrooms.
Okay, but have you ever been like fire alarm sprinkled on in the bathroom? That sounds like a move.
100% no. Although I actually have some big news.
What's your big news?
I peed in an airplane bathroom for the first time recently.
Oh my actual God.
Yeah.
You're terrible, okay. Right?
Awful. So horrible. The whole process was a mess. So basically, we were delayed and sitting on the runway, and that was making me nervous. And the more concerned that I got, the more that I had to go to the bathroom. So I was like, oh my God, is this going to be the time when I finally have to figure out how to go to the bathroom on an airplane? Or should I just jump out the window now? I mean, what's the story here? So I asked them if they had a wheelchair on board that I could use to get to the bathroom, and they did. And it was such a circus to get me there. We practically formed a conga line down the aisle of the airplane to get me to the bathroom. And my shoe fell off, and my seatmate had to put my shoe back on. And the bathroom was so small that I was having trouble doing my little wiggle wobble to pull my pants up. And I was sweating and I was stressed out. And that was a horrible experience. And for the love of all things holy, why can't you make airplane bathrooms bigger?
Did you know your seatmate?
No.
So a complete stranger helped you put your shoe back on?
It was a little bit like Cinderella.
That is so great. I am so sorry that happened to you.
I wish I knew his name. It's very romantic.
Yeah, that is super romantic.
My boyfriend doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say that. My grandma does, but my boyfriend doesn't.
I feel like he would understand.
Oh, he totally would.
I don't know if I could put on someone's shoe on an airplane. That's a very intimate.
He puts my shoes on all the time.
Your boyfriend, not a rando on an airplane.
I mean, if someone needed help and I could help them, I would.
Yeah, me too. I don't know about shoes, though. Maybe. I'd like to think I'm a good enough person to do that. But
what if my shoe fell off?
I would put your shoe on in any sort of context. I don't care if we were underwater skydiving. I don't even know that that's physically possible. But if it is, I would do it.
What if you skydive into water?
I feel like that would hurt.
Or it would be a gentle landing.
I mean, yeah, wait, you'd have a parachute, right? You wouldn't just land. Of course you would. You wouldn't just hit the water.
Guys, we don't know what this episode is.
It's about how you shouldn't make bathrooms harder to use. It's like not even about disability. It just makes it harder for us. But let's pretend we're just two people with microphones podcast, okay? That's every other podcast. This is still stupid. Why would you make bathrooms difficult to use? That's like the one thing in this world that should be easy to use as a toilet.
I mean, yes, but also in this country, we have to capitalize on everything and shut people out of everything.
It's not this country. But I mean, yeah.
Did I say this country?
You did, but you're also right.
This world.
Oh.
The entire globe has a potty problem.
That's like right up there. Like, whatever person came up with that is like the CEO of Nestle when he was like, we should own all the fresh water and privatize it and sell it. It's like, can someone take him behind the barn and deal with that, please? Because like, it's just not like it's not. What's wrong with you? Let people pee where they want, especially if where they want is in a bathroom. You should not make that difficult.
OK, so here's something we should talk about. When you have a visible disability and you're waiting for the accessible stall and you see people ahead of you and you have to pee really bad, what happens then? Because I've had to train myself not to assume that people using the accessible stall don't have a disability that I can't see.
I I am one of those people. So I don't, I also try not to use the accessible stool. I mean, I will if it's there, but you know, I try not to, cause I know I don't need it as much as like you. I used to have a friend who needed to like told me a story about how he needed to pee once, and the person he was with like made the person in the accessible stool leave. Like he rushed the guy. That's not a really a feasible solution, right? Like I can't, I could totally see you knocking on the door being like, hello, I'm in a wheelchair, and like embarrassing somebody who's like trying to just do their business, because, but I just don't think that it's like a feasible option.
But what
most
if
of the
that
time?
Person also needs the bathroom?
Well, then you're just wrong. But most people wouldn't. I feel like most people just like to be in there. It's usually the nicest, cleanest one. So I don't blame them in that.
Disagree.
Really?
Disagree.
Well, that's because you use the bathroom in Penn Station. I can't do that. I have.
Do you want
standards.
To know a little known fun fact?
Yes.
Well, you know this already. The accessible stall sign in our logo is actually the sign on the Penn Station accessible bathroom in the women's room.
That is amazing. Oh, it's inside the women's. It's not even like outside. Yeah. That's awesome.
You knew this.
I didn't know. I thought it was like on the outside.
Oh, it's inside. Oh, oh no, cool. It's on the, well.
Whatever. It's from the worst, most disgusting bathroom in the world, is what you're saying. Well, except for Port Authority.
Bathrooms.
Look, I'm just saying, one time I was in Port Authority and I had to use the bathroom and some homeless man yelled at me to get out of his house. Now, if this man was in Wales, would you? I'd want him to pee in a bathroom. I want everyone to pee in a bathroom. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm stuck on that. Like, I know, like, it's ableist because you might have to have a companion with you. I know that it's, you know, it's like, look, I don't want people having sex in restrooms either. But that's a risk I'm willing to take if it means more people can pee in there. Like, I don't understand. Like, what? Who like slowly took the oxygen out of the meeting room where this meeting took place? Like, yeah, you know what would be good? Check this out. You know, like how a bathroom's super easy to use? What if it wasn't? What if you had to pay like 50 cents and we only took pennies and like, oh, and oh, you know what would be really funny? If like we made the weight limit like right below what the overweight threshold is in this country. Oh, and if they move too much, we like squirt with water. And then the whole rest of that meeting room was just like, that is the greatest idea I've ever heard.
It's kind of like a fat phobic all around bidet.
Everywhere but your butt. Cleans the rest of you. Take a shower, you disgusting freak.
I mean, honestly, I bet you that someone would be like, ooh, shower for 25 cents.
I would actually mind that less if somebody like willingly went in there knowing what would happen to them than to be like, what if you're drunk, right? If you're drunk and like you left the bar and you forgot to pee, but look, the bar is too far away. You've already walked away from it. Oh, I have a quarter. I'm going to put it in the thing. And you pull your business out and you start going and you just get wet because you pulled your business out a little too fast. It's just like, I don't understand. Like, it's just.
Well, that would sober you up real fast.
Sure. And good. Maybe you need it if you can't figure out how to pull out your business. But I'm just saying it's just the weirdest. And like, can you imagine such a thing here? If there was a bathroom with a weight limit here, people would just throw trash in it until there wasn't one anymore. That's how New Yorkers protest.
The politics of bathrooms.
There shouldn't be like, do people who write these laws and make these plans, have they ever peed? Have they ever used the bathroom?
This also makes me think of the laws around using bathrooms for your assigned gender. Like, come on.
Oh,
gender-neutral bathrooms benefit everybody. Why did it take me so long to say this in this episode? I don't know.
If you are a trans person or even a cisgendered person with an assistant of your opposite gender or opposite sex or what have you, which bathroom do you go into if you're in a place that has such a law in the books? Is it yours? Is it theirs? who knows? Nobody. That's who. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of line in there, but like, it doesn't make, who cares where somebody pees? I really don't.
No, I do. I do care. I would really prefer it not be in an elevator.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I meant who cares which bathroom somebody pees in. I apologize for the ambiguity. You're right.
I would prefer everybody have access to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. Honestly, I know how cheesy this is going to sound, but that's why we call this show the Accessible Stall, because we want everyone to join us in that big old accessible bathroom and have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, cheesy as it is, it's true. I don't get it.
Listen, you know, I just remembered this just now. There is a musical called Urinetown. And it's literally all about this weird dystopian future where people have to pay to use the bathroom. Entire musical about it.
Can we see it? Is it?
It's an old musical. Yeah, we can see it. It's super depressing.
Okay. I'd really like to see it. And then anyway, it's about time we wrap it up. If you are a disabled person, don't pee in these bathrooms because they don't want you. But we believe that you should be able to pee in whatever bathroom you want.
Pee freedom? Peedom?
Peedom. Peedom.
I just want to apologize to everyone for this episode.
I just also would like to apologize. If you've listened this far, we love you. But like, can't we all agree though that you should use a bathroom without like booby traps in it? Like, can we just agree that not every fucking bathroom has to be an Indiana Jones like scene?
Yeah, that would be great. Except if you're me, in which case all bathrooms are always a trap, always.
That's true. I had not considered, what if everyone were Emily? If everyone were you, the world would be a much better place. A louder place, but a better place.
Oh, thanks, I think.
No, yeah. Oh.
What's your final takeaway?
My final takeaway is that these bathrooms are complete nonsense. And if they happen, I hope to whatever God the listener believes in, that it does not set a precedent for the rest of the world, because no. And I'm not even, you know, I'm never going to set off a weight limit. I'm never going to, like, you know, I might do sudden movements, you know, and almost none of this applies to me. So it's not like I'm like the target audience for this, but like, I hate it. I don't like people, or I don't like things that limit people's ability to pee, man. It's just not good.
I propose that we rewrite the Pledge of Allegiance so that at the end it says, with liberty and access to bathrooms for all.
I thought you were going to say pedum for all.
No, I had to drop the pedum because it's pretty terrible.
All right, well, what's your final takeaway?
That was my final takeaway.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up in this episode.
Pedum for everyone. Pedum, I said I wasn't going to do it.
Hashtag pedum, hashtag feminism.
Said I wasn't going to do it, and I did it. I would honestly understand if you revoked your Patreon donations to us.
I would.
But if you're feeling like giving us a Patreon donation, how can you do that?
You can go to patreon.com/theaccessiblestall, where you can hear episodes like this early most of the time. Just $1 a month keeps the Accessible Stall accessible, because our transcriber cannot eat their computer. They have to buy food with money that we give to her.
She's a really great person, guys.
And she's disabled. So if you're like a disabled person who's all like hashtag keep it in the family, you will be if you support us.
PETA.
Might we say that you look great today?
Thanks so much for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.
Auf Wiedersehen. Oh, I almost hung up on you. I almost hung up on you instead of pressing. I'm keeping that.